Ladies and gentlemen, good day and welcome to the investor call of Cosmo First Limited to discuss the Q2 FY23 results. Today we have with us from the management, Group CFO Mr. Neeraj Jain. Starting off with a statutory declaration. Certain statements in the conference call may be forward-looking. These statements are based on management's current expectations and are subject to uncertainties and changes in circumstances. These statements are not the guarantees of future results. As a reminder, all participant lines will be in the listen-only mode and there will be an opportunity for you to ask questions post the presentation concludes. Should you need assistance during the conference, please signal an operator by pressing star then zero on your touchtone telephone. Please note that this conference is being recorded. Now, may I request Mr. Neeraj Jain to take us through his opening remarks, subsequent to which we can open the floor for the Q&A session. Thank you and over to you, sir. Thank you.
Well, thank you and very good afternoon, ladies and gentlemen. I am Neeraj Jain, Group CFO at Cosmo First. My colleague, Mr. Pankaj Poddar, Group CEO at Cosmo First, is today not able to join the call due to an emergency at his family. Our financial results for the September 22 quarter and investors' presentation both are available on the company's website. We'll start the call with a brief on the performance of the company, which may be followed by the questions. So first, starting with the flexible packaging business. During the quarter, flexible packaging industry in India experienced pressure on the margins due to commissioning of several new production lines during last 6 months. The bunching of capacity expansions caused by temporary imbalance in the demand and supply scenario. There has been subdued order flow from the overseas customers as well, largely due to geopolitical crises, particularly in Europe, supply chain corrections, and major currency fluctuation in some part of the world, like Japan, Korea. This caused temporary disruption in the overall demand and supply scenario, which impacted, of course, the margins as well. BOPP for margin has been running close to 20 rupee per kg during September 22 quarter as compared to 40 rupee per kg in September 21 quarter. The impact on Cosmo although was minimal as our strong and growing portfolio of specialty film is least prone to competitive pressure. So backed by specialty films, company has outperformed the environment and competition during the quarter two. Margins, we witnessed some pressure in the overseas subsidiaries as well, and there were two reasons primarily for this. One is increase in the raw material cost across the industry in India and weakening of foreign currencies against the US dollar, particularly in Japan and Korea. We strongly feel the near-term outlook for the non-specialty film could be challenging. However, the company will continue to expand our specialty film growth. The demand and supply balance should get restored with the growing demand level in India. I mean, you might have noticed the industry has been growing double-digit from last more than a decade. And returning of geopolitical normalcy, particularly in Europe. So basic factors behind the demand remains robust. Whether you talk about the low packaged food penetration in India, rising personal disposable income, investment in the organized retail industry, and change in the packet format from rigid to flexible. BOPET line of the company got commissioned 2 days before the end of the quarter two. Like BOPP, our focus there will be very clear to expand the value-added specialty products. Coming to September 22 quarter financial results, the consolidated sale for the quarter is 778 crores, which is close to 3% up compared to September 21 quarter. The EBITDA for the quarter is 124 crores. This is compared to 152 crores of September 21 quarter. The EBITDA is lower due to lower BOPP film margin, although part of it got mitigated with increase in the specialty sales as well as the margins. Subsidiaries performance dropped due to lower margins for the reasons which we discussed. Despite now the drop in the earning quarter earning, our financials remains fairly strong. The ROSI on trailing 12 months basis comes to 25% and return on equity comes to 32%. This, of course, is one of the best in the industry. The company's net debt stand at 370 crore rupees at the end of September 22. Even after major part of the BOPET project CAPEX has been done. This translates to 0.6 times of net debt to EBITDA ratio and 0.3 times to net debt to equity ratio. Moving to specialty films, in packaging business, we expect growth journey to continue with these specialty films. In fact, Cosmo has recently developed some unique products which we further enhance our specialty film growth. The specialty film sale has grown year on year from last 3 years by close to 19%. The company's specialty sales now stand at 64% in volume terms in September 22 quarter. We are in process of ordering several other value-added assets which will further enhance our specialty product portfolio. As announced earlier, our target is to reach 80% volume terms by the end of the FY24 specialty products. Some of the key products which will drive future specialty film growth will include synthetic paper, coated films, technical films, direct thermal printable, and thermal lamination. As announced earlier, the company is going to launch heat control film for offices and homes by the end of the FY23, which will have significant potential. Flexible packaging growth projects. The company is targeting to add close to 70% capacity in a phased manner in next 3 years. Which will drive the growth projects. Capacity addition shall be for a specialized BOPET line, which just commenced the operation, BOPP line, and CPP line. These three are the key growth drivers in flexible packaging business. Specialized BOPET line got commissioned in late quarter two of FY23. The line will add close to 16% to 18% capacity. The company is targeting complementary growth from a specialized BOPET line in medium terms, which includes shrink labels and other high-end specialty products. This will partially substitute the imports happening in India today. Work on BOPP and CPP line has already commenced. Both the lines have been ordered. And both the lines, in fact, will be world's largest production capacity lines and will increase company's production capacity by close to 50% to 52%. But, of course, it will happen in a phased manner in next 2.5 years. The CPP line will promote, in fact, the sustainability as well, being mono-layer structure along with BOPP film. These capacity addition means specialized BOPET line, BOPP line, and CPP line will allow the company to further expand its specialty films portfolio. Now moving to specialty chemicals. The company's subsidiary into specialty chemical has posted 42 crore rupee of sales during September 22 quarter, compared to almost half of the sale in the September 21 quarter. We have reached close to 75 to 80% capacity utilization of the first master batch line. The complementary adhesive for the packaging segment is planned to be launched in second half of the financial year 23. The specialty chemical operation has been PAT positive in the first year of operation itself, which is FY22. So, of course, from here, it should grow only. The FY23 and FY24 will be the years for scaling up in specialty chemicals. Moving to pet care vertical, Ziggly. The company's pet care vertical has launched under the brand name Ziggly is progressing as per the plan. With Ziggly, the company is targeting direct-to-consumer digital first omni-channel presence in products and services in the industry. And of course, we know this industry has been growing more than 25% year on year. The company has already started 6 experience centers in Delhi NCR and plans to increase the same to 25 numbers by the end of FY23. The company is first in Indian industry to launch app in the pet care space during previous quarter. Ziggly today has served more than 10,000 customers, with one-third of them, more than in fact one-third, being the repeat customers. We are looking at 15 crore rupee of GMV to come from Ziggly in FY23. Broadly, we see Ziggly is gaining rapid recognition and is on its way to become one of the leading brands in pet care industry in India. Now moving to CapEx plan of the company. The company is looking for about 650 crore rupee of CapEx in next 3 years, which will be largely on the valuable assets on the BOPET line, CPP line, BOPP line. Some CapEx will be required in specialty chemicals and minor CapEx in Ziggly. The financials are expected to remain strong even with this CapEx, considering robust cash generation. Of course, the bottom line impact of this CapEx will come in years to come. So at a broad level, if I had to summarize, in coming years, we are looking growth coming from B2B as well as B2C segments. So B2B focus shall be on specialty sales, specialized BOPET line commissioning, world's largest BOPP and CPP line commissioning, while the B2C growth will come from direct-to-consumer pet care business and very specific specialty chemicals which can be launched B2C. I think these were a few updates on the quarter and the business performance. Now we would like to open the call for the questions, please.
Thank you. Ladies and gentlemen, we will now begin the question and answer session. Anyone who wishes to ask a question may enter star and one on their touchtone telephone. If your questions have been answered and you wish to withdraw yourself from the queue, you may enter star and two. Participants are requested to use handsets while asking a question. Ladies and gentlemen, we will wait for a moment while the question queue assembles. We have the first question from the line of Amit Agarwal from ENY Investments. Please go ahead.
Hello. Good afternoon. Can you hear me?
Please go ahead.
Sir, there has been an announcement regarding single-use plastic packaging 3 months back, especially in the cigarette industry. Will this change the scenario for the demand of our products?
Well, frankly, very, very minimal impact. So if I have to look at, I mean, maybe less than 1% of consumption of BOPP and BOPET goes to those kind of the products which have been banned. So I would say insignificant.
So is this domestically only, or is this internationally the same impact would be there across the board for every for the whole industry?
Well, this single-use plastic, the ban has been in India. But yes, you are right, in some of the other countries may also follow or might have already been implemented. But as we indicated, there is insignificant level of impact on the BOPP industry as such.
And my second question is regarding shrink labels. So you said this is import substitute. So is there any player right now, Indian player right now in the market, or we are the first one to enter the industry? And what is the capacity of the whole, what is the demand for the whole country as such?
Well, it will largely replace the non-recyclable PVC film market in India, which happened to be close to 30,000 metric ton industry in India. The high shrinkage film will be fully recyclable. And nowadays, as you are aware, brands are largely, not only the brands, the government for that matter, is largely looking for recyclable film. So that's why we are fairly optimistic about its replacement.
So if I'm wrong, I thought shrink labels might be used in beverages industries, like Coca-Cola, Pepsi, and are our shrink labels different from compared to what my thought process is?
Those are the label only, but with a high shrinkage capability. But as you rightly notice, these are used in the labeling of bottles, but may not be in the examples which you have given, many other kind of the product examples.
Is there more in the place in the industry, or are we the only ones first to enter?
I'm sorry, you need to repeat again, please.
Is there any other player in the industry right now in India, or we are the first one to enter the market?
Not in our knowledge.
So we are the first one?
Yes.
And what turnover can we expect from this particular line?
Well, it will be a little early to say, but the line will have the capacity to produce more than 22,000 metric tons. So let's see how it takes the shape, but the line, of course, will be able to cater to many other kind of the products, not only one product which we mentioned.
And my last question is regarding BOPET line. So what percentage of capacity are we going to use in next 2024 financial year?
If I got your question right, you want to know the 24, March 24 capacity utilization on BOPET line?
Yes.
So very broadly, we see, close to full capacity utilization by the end of the March 24.
And this is a turnover, extra turnover, 500 crore around about, if I'm correct?
Depends to a large extent on the raw material price, but yes, it can fetch between 450 to 500 CR at the current raw material price.
Okay, thank you, thank you.
Mr. Agarwal, does that answer all your questions?
Yes, thank you.
Thank you. We will move to the next question from the line of Jiten Parmar from Aurum Capital. Please go ahead.
Yeah, good afternoon. Congratulations on a decent set of numbers in a challenging environment. My question is, what were our spreads for Q2? I believe, commodity film spreads were quite low, but what were our spreads?
So as we mentioned at the beginning of the call, for plain vanilla BOPP film, which is non-specialized film, it was running 20 rupee gross margin, which of course, is after considering all variable cost, including raw material, powers and others.
No, for but as this lot of specialty, right? 54% you mentioned specialty. So what was our spread?
Well, we have close to 2/3 of our product portfolio selling into specialty products, which will have much superior margin compared to plain vanilla BOPP margin, which is getting reflected, of course, in the company's performance as well. The investors presentation, which we uploaded on the company's website, would have details about the what has been the margins in the specialty category, semi-specialty, and the commodity part of the business.
Okay. Now, currently, I mean, in current quarter also, prices have reduced a bit. So, is the raw material also reduced or the spread has reduced further?
Well, industry runs broadly on a pass-through basis with respect to raw material change. So each fortnight, in a general normal market, whatever change happens in the raw material price, that gets passed on to the customers. So coming to a question, I mean, if there's a drop in the price, there may be a drop in the selling price, but not necessarily in the margin.
Okay. So, I wanted to know a bit more on supply scenario. We are also doing the test. Are there any more plants coming industry-wide? Could that situation lead to a glut? What do you think about the scenario on supply over the next 2 years?
Well, Bhai, at a broad level, what we see is in BOPP, maybe about 25% to 30% capacity addition may happen in next 3 years, based on, of course, the number of lines for which order has been placed. And in BOPET side, maybe about 40%.
Okay. I couldn't get the... have you displayed the chemical and the PET revenue separately in the results? I didn't see that. You did mention about some revenues. Can you repeat that, please?
You see, at the end of the September, we have been into BOPP film only, and BOPP had two parts, specialty and non-specialty segment. So details available are for the BOPP only. BOPET, we have just kicked off from October onwards. So in future, detail will be available for the BOPET as well.
No, sir, I am asking about the chemical and the PET. PET business.
Those information may not be available in public domain as of now, because the statutory requirement with respect to reporting is yet to kick off. But in future, you can expect those details to be available separately on the company's website.
Right. You mentioned that chemical business is profitable, right?
The chemical business, as we mentioned, did 42 crore rupee of sales in the quarter, which is double of the last year similar quarter sale.
Okay, okay. And last question is, what would be our peak debt?
Well, at September 22, we are 370 crore rupee of debt, and we announced capex of close to 650 crore rupee to happen in next 3 years.
Right.
We don't feel that level to increase from here, you know, maybe one or two quarter, I can't say, but at a broader horizon, we don't see capex that level to increase further.
So basically, all this will be done through internal accrual, is what you are saying.
Largely, I mean, the current level of operations generates so much cash that, you know, it can be catered from there.
Okay. So I will come again. See, in the I look at the.
Mr. Parma, can you hear me?
Yeah, it is the same question I'm asking. My first question. That's why please allow me. Regarding the spread, I'm still not clear on that answer because there is no volume information or something. So it is very difficult to calculate the spread for the quarter blended spread. So if that could be made available previously in past quarters also, you have made that available. So I would still request you to give that if possible.
Okay, sure. So partially the information is available on the investors' web in investors' presentation. So we'll definitely request you to look at that. If any unanswered question, we would be open to look at that.
Okay. Thank you.
Thank you. We have the next question from the line of Devrat Himmat Sinha from Augmenta Research. Please go ahead.
Hi, sir. I would like to congratulate you. The numbers are quite commendable in, you know, the scenario that we are in today globally. So we've actually pulled off quite a good set of numbers despite all the uncertainties around us. Sir, I had one question. You know, I wanted to understand. So you have specialty and then you have BOPP as a commodity. So in the specialty, I believe your margins were at roughly 65 rupees. Would that be a fair assumption?
Yeah, broadly that range only. You are absolutely right, Mr. Sir.
And sir, so my follow-up question would be, if the commodity margins are coming down, why are the specialty margins not coming down? And another follow-up question to that would be, in your specialty margins, could you give the breakup between specialty and semi-specialty, and how are they affected? You know, how is the semi-specialty affected?
So, of course, I mean, we again try to give this perspective in our investors' presentation. But you might have noticed that there is a clubbing of specialty and semi-specialty taken together. Broadly, you can see 50% of this is specialty and 50% is semi-specialty. The margins of semi-specialty would always have additional delta over the commodity pricing. And in an increasing as well as the drop scenario, they are more rigid to change compared to commodity part of the business. So, for example, if let's say, I mean, there's an increase of 10 rupee in the commodity price or vice versa drop, change in the semi-specialty may be 2.5-3 rupee, but in specialty it may not change altogether because those are largely the raw material pass kind of the contract for the specialty. Semi-specialty also, to a large extent, the pricing is fairly rigid compared to commodity part of the business.
Okay. And so how long? So if competition were to come in out here and do what we are doing, then how long would it take for someone to set up such a plant? And how do you see the demand and supply metrics specifically in the specialty and semi-specialty? Because that you know, remains the key area of focus today.
Well, of course, it all depends on the research and development. It's not one-day process. So, of course, you need to do a lot of research. You need to have full set of R&D. Like currently, we have more than 30 polymer scientists attached with the company. So that means there's a lot of patience-driven business. Even after that also, you need to get qualified your new products with different brands across the globe. So I would say not that easy.
Okay. So, sir, basically then what I understood was that even if, say, the commodity margins, I'm just throwing this out there, even if, say, they were supposed to go to zero, hypothetically, then our specialty margins would still be intact and we would still be able to post a healthy profit. Am I understanding this correctly?
Yes, you are right.
Okay. Okay, sir, I think that's it from my side. I'll come back in the queue. Thank you so much.
Thank you.
Thank you.
Before we move to the next question, we would like to request participants to restrict their questions to two during the initial round. We have the next question from the line of Abhishek Maheshwari from Sky Ridge Wealth Management. Please go ahead.
Thank you for the opportunity. Am I audible?
Yes, please go ahead.
Yes.
Yeah, hi. So you did an EPS of about 27 this quarter, and now with the commencement of new specialty Buffet line, do you think you can do a better EPS for Q3? Because, the demand is bad and the margins are still in pressure. Any views on that?
Well, frankly, I mean, it's difficult for me to comment specifically for the quarter 3 EPS. Because in principle, company do not provide any forward-looking projection. But all I can share is the factors, with respect to demand and supply in the quarter 3, as of now has not changed much from the quarter two. Of course, the company's endeavor will be to further enhance the specialty part of the business and stabilize the Bobet line, which commissioned from the beginning of the quarter. So that way, I think those are the things to be looked at in the current quarter.
Okay. And so secondly, sorry, the stock had fallen significantly on the expectation of a bad result. Now results came, results were not very bad and stock is still taking a beating. So any feelings on this? What can the management team do from their end to boost investor confidence? Because it's a great business and we are doing very well, but relative to peers, we are falling more and more. Can you explain that? Any feelings on that?
You see, this we will request rather to this group only to consider. See, what all is there in management hand is to improve the company's performance and the results, on which definitely rigorously we are working. That much I can assure you. And there is a very clear growth plan attached with each of the businesses we are into. So it's more the, you know, investors to look at, you know, with respect to the share price. We would not be able to commit there.
No worries, sir. And lastly, sir, regarding Cosmo Global Enterprises Limited, a private company you've incorporated, what kind of assets are you thinking of investing in here? Are these for inorganic acquisitions or what is this company for?
It will be organic only. So future manufacturing assets will be part of this sub actually.
No, but in the same business verticals or a new business vertical you're thinking?
Not necessarily. I mean, at this point of time, we are not fixed on any kind of the specific project to be taken in this subsidiary. But yes, at the right time, we'll definitely come back and advise to you.
Okay. Thank you very much, sir. I'll get back to the queue. All the best.
Thank you.
Thank you. We have the next question from the line of Rohit Sinha from Sunidhi Securities. Please go ahead.
Hello. Hello.
Please go ahead.
Yeah. Thank you for taking my question, sir. Just wanted to understand that in this sustainable product environment where everyone is talking about the sustainable product or sustainable things, so what type of demand change we have seen in our products and how we are looking at this scenario going forward maybe after 3-4 years?
Well, of course, sustainability is the future. We have no doubt about this. So future flexible packaging structure need to be fully recyclable in nature. So that's the clear mandate both from the government side, the large brand side. So that's where we are working on. So you might have noticed company has announced world's largest CPP line to start operation in India. And key rationale behind this line is to promote sustainability. Why? Because what happens with CPP line, the raw material family, which is polypropylene, remains the same along with the BOPP family. So if you put one layer of, let us say, on chips packing, one layer of BOPP and one layer of CPP, it remains the fully recyclable structure as against the current structure, which may not be fully recyclable. So, to coming back to your question, of course, I mean, there's a very clear focus on sustainability and packaging structures in India will also evolve around this only in future.
Okay. So, on this CTP, what was our overall CAPEX dedicated?
As we announced and indicated in investors presentation, it is 140 crore rupees. And the line is expected to commence operation by the end of March 24.
And what kind of asset turn would be expected?
That will be more than 2 times asset turnover.
Okay. And just to understand the, obviously, everyone is talking about some kind of slowdown or subduedness in the global demand environment. So, how you we are seeing second half of this FY23, and also are we seeing any softening in the power cost for us?
You see, your question has two parts. Demand side, I think we don't feel any major issue, frankly. So in fact, we see clearly higher demand level in India compared to previous year. The only margin pressure has happened because of the multiple lines coming within the short time gap, that is the last 6 months, multiple capacity has come in India. But the demand continues to grow. So that way, I think there is no issue at all in India. We expect further to demand to increase only. Demand level temporarily is impacted from one of the region abroad, which is Europe, and for which I need not to explain the region. So, I mean, but we feel that, you know, once the geopolitical situation improves in the region, that region will also, I mean, the order flow should normalize from that region also. Having said so, Cosmo today exports to more than 80 countries, actually. So it's a very diversified portfolio which we run with, you know, single country exposure maybe about 6% of the top line. So that way, I think it's fairly addressed.
Okay, and on that power cost thing?
Power cost, you know, I mean, there has been withdrawal of, I would say temporary withdrawal of subsidy in one of the region in which we operate the plant. The government has withdrawn the subsidy for some period. So once that period is done, then, I mean, it should come back.
Okay. And one last question, if I may squeeze in, regarding our exposure towards the textile industry. So how has been the overall revenue contribution from that segment? And as people are talking about some again this slowdown in this textile space for a short term maybe. So what kind of revenue contribution is there, and how we are seeing the demand recovering or we are still seeing a decent demand in that industry?
Well, you see, I mean, we do supply to textile industry various flexible packaging film, but it's not much in terms of the revenue. If I have to try to quantify it, maybe about 6-7% of the flexible packaging business. But having said so, so far we have not seen any kind of the order slowness from the textile industry as such. So far orders are fairly fine.
Okay. That's it from my side. Thank you.
We have the next question from the line of Anshul Mittal from Care Portfolio Management Services. Please go ahead.
Hello. Yeah, hi, sir. Actually, I wanted to ask for the spreads for commodity segment have fallen to close to 20 rupees per kg. So do we feel that these are near bottom based on our historical data? And also, can we call current margins of 15 to 16% as sustainable based on the fact that we expect specialty segment to reach 80% in next couple of years?
You see, I mean, as I was trying to explain, it's very difficult actually to predict margins in the non-specialty kind of the businesses. It will largely depend on the, you know, how the supply comes, whether, you know, bunching of supply happens or it comes in a scattered way. The demand side, we are fairly optimistic, so that may continue to improve only. But having said so, I think as a company, we are more looking at specialty growth, which has been working well in favor of the company. So I think whole endeavor will be to further expand our specialty portfolio. I mean, one or two quarter because of the disruption or imbalance in the demand-supply scenario may disturb the non-specialty part of the business in terms of the margins. But still, the company is running at close to full capacity utilization.
Okay. And sir, what will be the sustainable margins considered for new PO BOPET plant, considering the weak BOPET spread and the considerable fall recently, and as well as introduction to specialty products in BOPET segment as well?
The BOPET commodity, if you make the commodity on the BOPET line today, it may not be viable. So our endeavor is more to look at the value-added products which we conceived with the specialty, specialized BOPET line. Some of those products may come in quarter three, some of those products may come in quarter four. But I think in next 6 to 9 months, we should be able to make our portfolio of specialty products to be launched on specialized BOPET line. Difficult to say on the commodity part of the business, but yes, very clearly we are looking at again there to increase the specialty only.
So, sir, do we already have the demand in place for this new BOPET special value-added products, as we are expecting full utilization in next 2 years? Or we are trying to capture any other market?
See, the space where we are looking for the kind of the products we are going to launch, as I have given one example of substitution of imports happening in India. So that space is always available. Only thing is you need to do more research, you need to come up with the right products, and you need to price it right.
Okay. And sir, turning to chemical segment, since last year we have been very aggressive in this segment, but the growth has not been as per our expectation. It's taking time, longer time than anticipated. So are we facing any pressure in this segment, or we are being conservative over here?
So sir, this year FY23, we should be able to do between 180 to 200 crore rupee of top line from specialty chemicals. You might have noticed our investors presentation where we indicated we are looking for 400 crore to 500 crore rupee of sales from this verticals in 4 to 5 years period. So this FY23 in fact is second year of operation only. So I think we are running well with our targets.
Okay, sir. That's it from my end. Thank you.
Thank you. We have the next question from the line of Shubham Agarwal from Equitas Investment. Please go ahead.
Thank you for the opportunity. Sir, most of my questions have already been answered. I just had one last question. So if you, the numbers that have been provided in the presentation, if we see the proportion of speciality, which was 69% last quarter, has fallen down to 64% this quarter, almost a drop of 5%. So what were the key reasons for such a sharp fall?
You see, Shubham, it's very difficult to, enhance a particular, segment quarter over quarter. There could be various supply chain disruption, order flow gap, or many, many factors, seasonality aspects. So my humble request is to look at on a year-to-year basis. One or two quarter, up or down would always happen.
Got it. But, sir, if we see almost 35% to 40% of our sales is export, and earlier in the call you mentioned that only Europe is impacted. So I just wanted to understand whether this fall in speciality is because of decreased demand from our export.
So that's true. It subdued demand from Europe region impacted, specialty volume partly for the quarter two.
Okay. And what would be our total contribution from entire Eurozone?
Well, Eurozone maybe about 8 to 10% of sales.
Okay. And rest of the world, the demand is not impacted, even from US, is what you are trying to say.
Absolutely. But for this, I think we try to, you know, have a very diversified kind of the portfolio. So as a single largest country, maybe the U.S. actually may have about 6-7% of our top line. But as a region, maybe Europe region, maybe close to 8% or so.
Got it. Fair enough. So that's it from my side. Thank you.
Thank you. We have the next question from the line of Ritesh Gandhi from Discovery Capital. Please go ahead.
Hi, sir. Given you are indicating that the overall capacity being added to BOPP and BOPET is a 30-40% incremental, actually, were you referring to the amount we are increasing or the industry is increasing capacity by 30-40%?
So you want to know for the future capacity or the fetch capacity?
No, I've got
added already.
Instance in the capacity and you know, announced capacity additions which have happened in the industry. Did you indicate that there's a 30-40%?
Sure. So that's for the future, actually, for the next 3 years, based on the projected capacity, which may happen to kick off the operation.
But then,
of course, you know, from the various players in the industry, not Cosmo alone. Cosmo is also coming up with the BOPP capacity and CPP capacity. And as we mentioned, specialized BOPET line has already kicked in the operation.
Because, but then, you know, if there is such a large increase in the capacity in the industry, and I'm assuming, given we are also providing internationally, that growth rates would be single digit growth rates overall. This would take a really a long time to get actually absorbed, right? This incremental capacity.
Well, may not be necessarily, because the industry size as such in India is fairly significant now. So after China, India today has probably the second largest capacity. Second, if we look at the growth rate of Indian flexible packaging industry, that has been double digit, maybe from last decade or so. And there's a basic reason behind this, because flexible packaging penetration has been low in India, and particularly post-COVID, people are getting more conscious about the hygiene of the or the packaging of the products. So that way, we feel there's a much more scope for the flexible packaging to further grow. So even if we take earlier single-digit growth, let us say 11%, 12% kind of the growth year on year, still I think if capacity of 30% is to kick in next 3 years, and demand may also be on the similar lines only, so overall it may be a balanced scenario. But having said so, there may be few quarters if the supply comes in a cushioned manner. So there may be few quarters when the supply may be higher or vice versa. So that's something to be seen.
Got it. And then it's just to understand effectively on the specialty angle of things. I think someone else had also asked the question. I'm certainly new to understanding the industry. In terms of specialty, we would earn an incremental little delta over and above the like, commodity spreads. So in the event that like, commodity actually spreads are also lower, our specialty spreads will also be lower.
Well, spread may not get impacted actually. So it's largely a pass-through. But yes, if raw material price changes, it may impact the selling price, but may not necessarily the margins.
No, I guess that is effectively a little delta, right, which is the revenue actually a little less. Your cost of goods is sold. You're saying a little delta, so your spread, you would expect it to remain the same, is it?
Broadly in the same range in the specialty part of the business.
Got it. Understood, sir. Thank you. That's all. Thank you.
We have the next question from the line of Vipul Kumar Shah from Sumangal Investment. Please go ahead.
Hi, sir. So what will be the asset churn in BOPET line, and what was the capex for this BOPET line? And this BOPET is 100% specialty, sir?
So BOPET line, we did actually a lot of customization on this line. CapEx was about 350 crore rupees. And what was your second part of question?
So what was the asset churn and is it 100% specialty?
Well, not necessarily from the day one it will make a specialty. So as we are trying to explain on the call, in the initial phase, it will make both commodity and specialty. But in the medium to long term, we are looking at this line to make largely the specialties.
Over medium term means over the next 2-3 years?
Yes, it will take that kind of time.
And sir, what about the asset churn there?
Sorry, say again, please.
Asset turn in BOPET lines?
You mean asset turnover, is it?
Yeah.
Okay. So asset turnover depend on the, again, product portfolio. If you make commodity part of the business, I mean, it may be close to 2 times. It will make specialties, it may be 1.5 times. In that range, actually.
Speciality, it will be one, it should be higher, no? Because in speciality, we get higher realization, no?
Goes down the line. So, I mean, the production will be higher if you make commodity and vice versa.
Okay. Okay. And, sir, you mentioned 42 crores from speciality chemical turnover. So, that is external sales or is it including internal sales also?
It includes internal sales also.
Including internal sales. But right now, what percentage of that 42 crore we are selling as external?
Broadly 75% internal sales, 25% external sales.
Okay. Okay, sir. Thank you.
Thank you. We have the next question from the line of Yash from Dande Equity. Please go ahead.
Hello. Hello.
Go ahead, sir. Please go ahead.
Yeah, I just want to clarify something. First thing I want to clarify is in the new line that you set up for 350 crore capex, by when you expect it to reach a, you know, a 90% capacity utilization with the current demand trend?
See, in FY24, we expect that kind of capacity utilization to happen.
And what kind of turnover would you expect at a 90% utilization?
So it should provide between 1.5 to 2 times of asset turnover ratio. And
so that's approximately 450 to 500 crore at 90%?
Maybe a little higher. It also depends on the raw material prices, yes, but broadly you can take 500.
With the crude oil prices coming down, have you not seen the raw material prices cool down at the same pace?
That's true. That's happening.
So from the last quarter to this quarter, what percentage did the raw material pricing come down by?
Well, the number, I may not have ready number, but yes, there has been
any approximate number.
I mean, you can see top line broadly 8% and 10%.
And how do you see the demand trend going ahead? Can you give some sort of approximation or guidance with the volume?
So as we try to indicate, the demand from India continues to grow. So we do not see any kind of the demand pressure coming in Indian industry. The margin pressure is largely because of the supply side, the demand side. Was that your question?
Yeah. Also, you said something about the demand being same as last quarter, right? But due to the festival season or anything, haven't you seen the demand pick up yet?
No, the industry, generally, this industry, you have good level of demand coming quarter four. followed by the quarter one, then quarter two, and quarter three is generally weak because of Christmas and Diwali festivals. But okay. Otherwise, I mean, that impact is also not much actually. The seasonality aspect, because most part of the output goes to, you know, food sector or the pharma sector for that matter. So, I mean, of course, has a consistent kind of the, you know, demand level. So that way, there's not much seasonality attached with this industry. But in general, there may be few percentages in quarter three, and quarter two, four is generally that's what.
You didn't talk a lot about Wiggly. Could you talk more about the new business in terms of how it's panning out? Would love to hear more about the
business. Well, actually, so we planned for about 15 stores in by the end of the FY23. So at the end of the September 22, we already opened 6, and the current plan basically indicate to achieve that number. So besides the offline stores, we are looking for assertive growth online business, and this caters to, of course, the services as well as the products. Some of the very, you know, renowned international tie-ups we are looking in this business. If those metallize, you know, that will definitely give a value add to this business. So I think things are moving good overall. I mean, it's really getting the getting a fair amount of recognition across the industry. So exciting time, I think, to further look at this business.
By when do you expect this business to be positive?
I'm sorry to interrupt. Mr. Yash, I'm sorry to interrupt. Please make this as your last question.
Yeah, sure, ma'am. By when do you expect this business to be EBITDA positive, sir?
Well, it's very early, yes, frankly, to comment on this. But yes, I mean, with the some volume of business increasing, business to be positive, EBITDA and the PAT number. But at least for the FY24 and FY25, it may not happen, but as we announced earlier, the right time we will demerge this part of the business into a different subsidiary, and probably we will also look at right kind of investors for this business.
Thank you so much for your time, and thank you for taking all my questions.
Thank you. We have the next question from the line of Vishal Prasad from VP Capital. Please go ahead.
Thank you. I have a few questions on our upcoming capacitor business. So, sir, could you help me understand about our upcoming capacitor film business? What is the target sectors, geographies, and how is the competitive scenario in our target markets?
You want to know for Wiggly or for the flexible packaging?
So capacitor, I mean, last call you had mentioned that we are getting into capacitors and the metallization line that we are putting up. So I would like to understand your thought behind we getting into capacitor business, the target markets and the target industries, and how is the competitive scenario in those markets?
No, that is very early to say, actually. So market is, I mean, fairly large. So we are looking at FY24. To kick off that kind of the operation. So capacity is yet to come. So little early to say about the margins. But yes, when we evaluated the business, it was very exciting.
Okay, so I mean, I understand from Jindal that they have been trying to get into capacitor for long, and they have struggled to get the right quality of films. And Expro in India is the only player which, I mean, they have been able to do it pretty consistently. So I understand, I mean, we have a very strong technical setup. So what gives us the confidence that we will be able to come up with the requisite quality and we'll be able to sell in the market?
Nirish, so can I answer? Our R&D has already made the product, actually, on the pilot lines and all. That was really, we are fairly confident about the product.
So what's the micron that we are looking at? Generally, I mean, usually it is 2.5 to 16. So the machine that we have ordered, if you could just help me understand the width that we'll be looking at.
No, I would not be able to at this stage further comment on this.
Okay, sure. Thank you.
Thank you. We have the next question from the line of Anil Lahata, an investor. Please go ahead.
Yeah, hi, Nivedji. My first question is on the that we are having very good cash flows and the stock price is very much down. Though I understand buybacks are always a decision of the board of directors, but has the management actively considered doing a buyback or is it in the process of actively considering?
So, sir, that is outside my preview. So, that is board to decide, frankly. But I'm sure that board consider all the facts before taking on any corporate action decision.
Okay. In the question, we had announced at one point of time some 30 crore investment on a PLI scheme for some electronic film manufacturer. I didn't see a commentary on that in the entire presentation. Can you just give us some commentary on that?
So that business will be, fairly exciting business. But as we just said in the previous discussion, that will be in FY24, so which is yet to kick in the operation. But the capex size will be comparative basis will be low. But we are looking forward for that business, I think.
Okay. So that is what was the capacity business that the earlier gentleman was talking about.
Yeah, that's true.
Okay. So in terms of this present quarter, though I don't want any extrapolation numbers, now we would have been selling our BOPET product for one and a half months now. What are the current margins we are seeing in the BOPET, the commodity margins basically?
So the margins are not running all that great, which you must have seen in the numbers of many of the BOPET manufacturers in India. Osmo margin will also be in the similar range only, the results which you have seen for the others, unless we do specialty products. And as we indicated, some of the specialty products should kick in from quarter 3, some maybe from quarter 4. But our endeavor is to run primarily the specialty product on this line in medium term. Medium term for me, that is 3 years.
Yeah, understood that. Could you just also have an estimate of the inventory losses that we might have taken this quarter?
Yes, so there has been drop in the raw material price, but the inventory loss has not been all that significant. Few crores.
Okay. Few crores only. Fair enough. Okay, thank you. All the best.
Thank you. Ladies and gentlemen, that was the last question for today's conference. I now hand the conference back to the management for closing comments. Please go ahead, sir.
So I think as an outset, company is taking all the steps required to transform into a specialty packaging and a specialty chemical company with, of course, very clearly two broad segments, B2B and B2C, years to come. While on the film side, specialty polyester line, BOPP line, CPP line, these will drive the growth and our focus, but will continue to be on improving further the specialty films, research and sustainability. On the other hand, I think diversification into specialty chemicals physically will drive other part of the growth. At the end of the call, I would like to repeat the, statutory declaration. Certain statements in this con-call may be forward-looking statements. These statements are based on management's current expectations and are subject to uncertainty and changes in circumstances. These statements are not guarantees of future results. Thank you very much for joining.
Thank you, Mr. Jain. Ladies and gentlemen, on behalf of Cosmo First Limited, that concludes this conference call. Thank you for joining us, and you may now disconnect your lines. Thank you.